This is Electric Sisterhood episode 35. Bring a towel just in case. Electric Sisterhood, home of the best,
the fucking best
girl gaming gadgets and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sister,
and I'm Pangelicious,
and this is episode 35 of our podcast.
Man, our episodes are getting older.
I know,
older and yeah. Older.
Yeah, unfortunately, Magic Mystic couldn't be with us today, and she had a little bit of a family emergency, and so we're hoping that things work out okay on that end. So if you have a moment and you can lend a couple of words up to whatever deity you believe in, that would greatly be appreciated.
Or, you know, any dog idols you may have, or, you exactly. know, pictures of Elvis, you know, shoot up a word.
You know, if Elvis is what does it for you, then by all means, get it done.
Yeah, get it done.
You'll notice that our intro was a little bit different this week. It's not just home of the best girl gaming and anime podcast. No, it's girl gaming gadgets and anime.
What kind of gadgets are we going to be talking
about?
We're
going to be talking about electronic gadgets. Personal audio, home theater, computers, headphones, all the shit that makes the other shit that you buy work. We're a little bit geeky, a little bit dorky. You know, it happens. You know... They say there's one in every family, and some there's two.
Like us.
So, okay. So we're going to be talking about the gadgets that go along with stuff to make it work. You know, peripherals, portable devices, DVD players, cell phones, all the cool shit. The shit that makes your shit, like, better shit.
You know, those could be other kinds of gadgets, too, but that's another podcast.
That's another podcast. And that's not our podcast currently.
Nope. No. Currently. That has nothing to do with us.
Yeah. So with that said, I'm going to get into the business now. And because, you know, you can't do the fun stuff without doing the work first.
Well, you could, but then you'd still have work to do.
Yeah, really. So why not just get it out of the way and then you have nothing but the fun stuff. So
that's right.
You have to keep hitting us up on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com. Or you can use our short address, esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short address gets you to the same place. You can check out our reviews, our previews, check out our galleries, see what's going on. Give us a shout out and be like, yo, I dig your shit. We love hearing it.
Yeah, I know I do.
Yeah, I do too. So that's the big part of the business. We don't have a candy bitch this week, but I do want to do some pimpage. Because
big pimpin, spend the G's.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
I love that shit. Oh my yeah. god. I have to give a shout out to the folks who make cocaine the energy drink.
Oh shit! Have you been drinking that?
I have. I just cracked it open. And you can find it actually at drinkcocaine.com. That's www.drinkcocaine.com. It is an energy drink, much like Red Bull or Amp, in that it will get you crunk. The only difference is that it's kind of a little saturated crunk.
No, really?
Just tad. Like, to give you an idea, according to the supplement facts on the back of this can here that I am drinking, it gives you 300% of the daily value allowance of vitamin B6, 600% of the daily value of vitamin B12, 100% of vitamin C. It's got 250 milligrams of D-ribose, 25 milligrams of guarana, 18 grams of sugar. Yeah.
Holy poop on a stick.
Yeah, you said it.
Talk about liquid death in a can.
Oh, but it
sounds awesome.
It's such sweet liquid death.
It sounds awesome.
Well, and the thing is, it tastes like a fucking Jolly Rancher.
Oh boy. Wait, what flavored Jolly Rancher?
I'm gonna go with like Watermelon. Yeah.
Ooh.
Watermelon.
Nice.
Very, very nice. You definitely need to check it out, folks. So drinkcocaine.com. Interesting, interesting stuff. And it kind of has like a little warm kick. Like the first, when you drink it, it's like sweet. And then after the little sip comes down, you kind of have like a tingling sensation in the back of your throat, like you were just sucking on a cinnamon.
Right.
I think that's all the caffeine, like, hitting me, going, ha!
It's like, we're going to fuck with your brain and your body for about 4 hours.
Yeah. Welcome. Welcome to the show. Okay, so anyway, I got to give them a shout-out for sending some my way. That's awesome shit, and you should definitely check it out if you need, you know, that little extra boost during your LAN party.
Or when I'm doing all end game instances all night, I could use a sip. I don't know if I could handle a coal can.
I don't think that you could handle a sip, to be honest with you.
Well, then you know what? Maybe
it's burning my insides.
Oh, okay. Well, then I won't even try a sip then.
Oh, but it's so good. Oh my god.
Well, then don't tease me about it.
All right, I'll shut up about it. But if you guys have a chance, hit up the website, tell them that we sent you, try out some stuff, and then let us know if you like it or not.
Yeah, please do. Let me know if it's something I could possibly handle.
Yeah. So that's pretty much the end of my pimpage for this moment. I do want to give another shout out, don't mind me, I'm eating sunflower seeds, to the Frag Dolls. I was out at CES, and I'll be talking about that here in a little bit. And I got to meet not only a few members of the PMS clan, but the Frag Dolls, and I have to say, those chicks rock. They've got a great sense of humor, and the skills, oh yeah, they have those too. So I want to
Wait, back in the day when we weren't so sure about PMS girls?
No, I wasn't sure about the PMS girls. I was, you know, I was a little upset with the initial presentation, like the founders. They're
right.
Just like, oh, look at me, I'm so hot, and we're PMS, and we have a bullshit reason for using the letters PMS. You know, why not just say, yes, we're the PMS clue, you don't want to fuck with us when we're ragging. You know, and that I would have been like, dude, that's the shit. But they came up with, like, the stupid other words so that use the letters so they can use the acronym, and I'm just like, you guys are so full of shit. Just say what it is. But other than that, you know, the girls that were founding members that had skills, that had really decent gamer scores and things like that, I always respected that. I just thought that, you know, they just needed to stand behind the reason why they call themselves the PMS clan for real.
Oh.
And not for play. Because if you start delving into the groups, you'll find that a lot of the gamers are really good gamers who happen to be chicks and have very respectable, if not really spectacular, gamer scores.
Right. Okay.
You know,
that
just aren't the super hottie, you know, like Athena, whatever the fuck her name is. You know, that kind of thing. That was my only beef with the PMS clan. And I never had any beef with the Frag Dolls because you can look at, you know, all the events that they've been in and those girls bring it. So it was really cool. They were out.
They brought it. They represented.
Yeah. They totally did. And they were out at the Dell booth and I was just like, yeah. I've kind of befriended you on the MySpace, and we've talked a couple of times, and I handed over the card, and they're like, oh, yeah, we've been to that site, and I was like, yes.
Awesome.
Awesome. So I got to hang with them for a little bit, and that was really cool. So I want to give the Frag Dolls a shout-out, because you chicks rock. So without it, with nothing else left to do, I'm going to take the mic of 1,000 truths that right now looks like an Xbox 360 controller, and I'll explain why later. I'm going to hand it to Pandalicious. What are you going to do with it?
Well, for one, I've never held one of these correctly. So I'm going to hold this really carefully because I don't want to break it. Because then our mic will be broken. And then I need to know which part I talk into since it's, you know, a controller.
Okay. You see the button up at the top? Right there? The middle one that has an X?
Yeah, one?
Yeah, talking to that.
Oh, okay. Well, then...
Or you could just put the headset on and plug it into the controller.
Oh, yeah, I think I'll do that, because I don't want to hit the wrong button.
Yeah.
But, this week, I've actually gone into my collection to look at if there was anything I hadn't told you guys about that was in my collection of anime and manga. And I did come across one.
Okay.
And I went back and I watched it because I've had a couple little issues within my week, so I needed something to boost my, you know, boost me right back up.
Right.
And what did I come across? I came across Super Gals. I've probably mentioned this in a post way back during, you know, the early ESH, you know, beginning.
Years of the podcast.
Yeah, like episode, not even an episode. I'm sure like one of my first entries was about Super Gals. And I'm only going back to because I've come to realize it's one of those animes I can go back to when I'm having a bad day.
Right.
So if this isn't a big hint about what my next top five will be, I don't know if you guys are listening. But anyway, it's really funny because ADV releases it, and it has all, you know, it has all the voice actors that you generally hear. It has Hillary Hagg. It has Chris Ayres. You know, Chris Patton's in there too. You know, everybody that you've heard from any other ADV, you know, that whole clan, they're in there somewhere, even if they're not main characters, you know. And it's pretty much got the emphasis of high school life, gang life, and press on nails.
Okay. And you,
yeah. So first you're like, huh? Okay. The first two I can kind of understand but the press on nails, over there in their culture, you know, in high school and actually all school, I think until maybe even college and even some colleges, they wear uniforms. So, you know, you don't have, you know, people fighting over, you know, who's wearing, you know, the coolest sneakers or who's wearing, you know, the latest from like a designer, because it's a conformity thing, you know. And of course, you know, you have people who branch out with their uniforms, you know, like some girls will wear loose socks, which we over here absolutely love since, you know, we don't tend to wear them.
Right.
No, but they wear them over there, and that's kind of a sign of, you know, we don't totally accept the fact that we have to wear these uniforms, so we're going to branch out. Okay. You know, some girls will go and they'll lengthen their skirts, you know, and it's just their way of protesting. And in this anime and manga, you get this girl, and her name's Ron Kotobuki, you know, and she's loudmouth, she's arrogant, she's pushy, and she's actually a top gal, and gals are really tough, and they're very territorial, and they're like a gang. You know, okay. You've got regular schoolgirls, and then you have gals, and you don't want to mess with gals.
Okay.
You know, like they're rough, you know. And it's really funny because they're always wearing, you know, overly fashionable clothes. They've got on real thick accessories. You know, they'll perm their hair because, you know, over there their hair is usually very beautiful and straight. And, you know, these girls will, you know, put colors in it. They'll do anything to stand out.
Okay.
And they always travel in big packs, you know, and they're rough. Like, they'll fuck you up. You know, and Ron has this whole, she's in this area of Shibuya, and she believes she's the top girl of Shibuya. You don't mess with Ron Kotobuki. She has her own fan club. She's in magazines, you know, and she owns the territory. Nobody messes with her. Now, a lot of gals in this tradition, a lot of them will get overly tan. So if you've ever watched any animes where you saw like one like girl sitting in the room who might have had bleach blonde hair and was like tan like a surfer girl, like, you know, over here in California, mm-hmm. You know, that's another way you could tell. But Ron's not like that. Ron is very pale, and they like tease her about that because a lot of gals are like, she's totally not tan. Ah, you know, and she's all, shut up, you bitches. You want a piece of me? You know, and they're all like, No, Ron, we're just saying, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
And they don't.
They talk
shit to her, but they don't step to her.
Right.
You know, and she has this one friend, and this one friend is madly in love with her brother. Now, the funny thing about Ron is she has this family, and they all seem well adjusted. Well, her father's a detective, her mother is a cop, her brother just got accepted into the police force, mm-hmm. and she has a younger sister who wants to be a detective. So you have all this family of pride and, you know, protection and wanting to do good. And then you've got Ron who's like, fuck, I'll do what I want. It's like, you know, I'm a gal. I'm a gal for life, Dad. And he's all like, I want you to go to, you know, police school. And she's like, no, Dad, I'm a gal for life. Gals forever. You know,
oh,
and like,
my God.
No lie. So, you know, and he's always trying to trick her, you know, like, there's one episode, and I'm going to jump around.
Okay.
You know, one episode, he gets her this, like, head device that's supposed to make her, like, smart at night, but she has to wear it. But you have to put a book underneath it, underneath a pillow. Okay. So she puts one of her gal magazines under there, and he switches it for a rule book for being a police officer.
Oh, no.
So she doesn't realize it, and she gets brainwashed. So, you know, she wakes up in the morning, you know, and she's got red streaks in her hair, mind you. So she's blonde, and she's got red streaks in her hair.
Okay.
And she wakes up the next morning, and her hair is all flat. You know, and she wakes up, she's all like, good morning, everyone. Is everyone having just a glorified day full of justice? You know, not sounding like her at all. You know,
right.
And everyone kind of stops. You know, and the brother's like, Ron, are you okay? And she's like, I'm perfectly fine, brother. I'm just going to go study on new policies for the police force. You know, and like, and it, you know, and everyone who's ever watched the series was like, oh my God. You know, and she's got this younger sister who has this little boy, and they're like, they're in love, and they're planning to go into the police force together. And she's only like, I'd say maybe 10. You know, and she has this really crappy theme song. She's always like, I'm a choo-choo junior detective. And, like, she always jumps in at the worst part in the series. So, like, something really serious is going on, and all of a sudden, you'll see shadow, shadow, shadows. And then her song will start, and you're like, oh, crap.
Oh, no.
It's kind of like a Team Rocket thing. She always comes in at the worst possible time.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And it doesn't happen in every episode, maybe every other episode. So, but in this one where she gets brainwashed, you know, after she comes in with the song, Ron's like, oh my God, could I add my own verse? You know, and this little sister's been trying to get her to do it throughout, like, the whole series at this point. So she's like, yeah, sure. She's like, do it again. And, you know, they jump in, and then she jumps in with this whole verse. And the younger sister's like, oh my God, Ron, you're so awesome. You know, and all of her friends are like, don't you want to go see, like, the newest movie? Don't you want to get some more nails? And she's like, guys, I'm not going to spend my money on such worthless junk. She's like, I need to get my new, like, police uniform. And then she, like, she's wearing one. She's like, I look just like my mom.
Oh,
and the mom's
no.
like, oh, it's so great. I mean, it's really funny. You know, and, like, she's so popular being a gal. You know, you have other, like, top gals of other areas. Like, this girl from Kaburo comes over. And they all have, like, this one statue. Like, there's statues in each area of Tokyo. Mm-hmm. And in Shibuya, there's a red dog.
Okay.
And in Kaburo, there's a what is it? I think it's a bird of some kind.
Okay.
Or an owl. So, you know, she's always like, stay away from me, bird girl. And she's like, you know, screw you, you bitch, you know, because, you know, dog.
Right.
And they're always like, I'm going to kick your ass, Ron Kotobuki. You know, and, like, it's really funny. You know, and her best friend, Miyu, the one I was telling you about who's in love with her brother.
Right.
He's a cop, and he busted this girl, and she was really bad. Like, she beat up this whole, like, clan. Like, she was vicious, and she's like, no one cares about me. I'm from the streets. No one knows how to, you know, and, like, she's bad. And her brother, Ron's brother, totally switches her around. And at this point, she's all lovey-dovey, and she's all like, Yamato, when are we going to have our first kiss? You know, and he's all like, we have to wait till we're married. Oh, but I want to, but, oh, you know,
God.
Really.
I
and he's that. Older, too, so, you know, he's like, dude. I'm like, don't be a punk-ass bitch and just kiss the broad, you know? And finally, like, one of the last episodes of the first season, he finally does it, like, on the rocks at a beach, away from everyone. And I'm like, oh my God, what a pussy. I'm like, if you really want it, just take it. Damn. Worst case scenario, we'll slap you. And then
yeah, really.
Try again later. One slap will not deter you. Keep going, guys. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
No
don't
means
rape anyone.
No. No means no.
Means no. No. No, she's like, maybe, then you might have a shot. But
yeah.
She says,
maybe,
no, stop.
Maybe you have a little leeway. Okay, but if you get a flat out no.
No, then stop.
Move on.
Stop, drop, and roll. Anyway. You know, and at stop. First you have to worry. Because like I said, like when you look at the animation of it, you know, they have really big eyes. They kind of slightly remind you of Cardcaptor Sakura in manga form because, you know, anime wasn't so bad.
Right.
But in the manga form, they had much bigger eyes, kind of like the Clamp style, even though Clamp doesn't do gals.
Okay.
And then you get the anime series, and obviously you soften it up a little bit because anime and manga are completely drawn differently. And, You know, you think, oh, well, it's like, it's just a bunch of girls. They're in high school, and some of them are in gangs. Like, some of them are carrying around chains and, like, whips, and they're talking about how they're going to, like, pistol whip your boyfriend and, like, fuck you up and, you know. And it's so funny because, you know, we look at stuff, you know, like we see the Japanese culture, you know, and then we're like, oh, man, that's so cool. Mm-hmm. You know, but over there, that's just the way that they are. So, like, right. It's not a big deal to them. You know, and I'm sure, you know, like, any Japanese people who come over here and live here, they're like, man, these guys don't have gangs like that. You know, and they don't have, like, you know, like, Shibuya is a top shopping district in Tokyo.
Right.
Which is why all the gals who are gals go there. Mm-hmm. Because if you've got money, you buy shit. And, I mean, Ron spent a lot of money on a lot of crappy stuff, you know, but she's always complaining she doesn't have money. Well, stop buying stuff and you'll have some.
Right.
But anyway, you know, it's just really funny that they took something that's a serious problem mm-hmm. over there and turned it around to make it something positive because, you know, even though, you know, Ron is a gal and is kind of, you know, like in a gang, you know, she's not like shooting up heroin and stealing shit. She actually has all these rules about what a gal has to do, and gals always do good things. Okay. You know, they're just really shallow and want pretty things and want the really hot boyfriends. And, you know, they're just really shallow, but they understand core values. So even though they're vapid, they still hold on to those core values, which is really funny. And, you know, there's a love interest going on. You know, her group is her friend Miyu, and another girl, Aya. And Aya's actually a brain. Like, okay. She goes to the school, and she's got, you know, long, straight hair, you know, and she doesn't dye it. And she's just like, you know, I'm just here so I can get into a good college, you know. But she hardly has any money, so she decides that she's going to, like, sell herself on dates. You know, uh-oh. To men. And Ron hears about it, and she's like, that's not what gals do. She's like, well, I'm not a gal, am I? You know, and Ron stops her from making a really bad choice. You know, and that's how they become friends.
Okay.
But, you know, her parents, you know, Aya's parents don't want her hanging out with Ron because she's worried that her grades will drop. And at one point they do, and they try to, you know, get Aya out of that, you know, circle of friends, but, you know, they're like, friends are friends, you know, and we wouldn't stop you from studying. If you decide not to study, you know, it's not our fault that you decide not to study. That's on you.
Right.
You know, and she realizes that, and she comes back, and it really teaches them stuff, and it's funny as hell. Like, you can't help but laugh at these fights. I mean, like, the silly, petty fights, but, you know, there are a couple of fight action scenes where you're like, whoa.
Okay.
You know, but I mean,
like,
it's funny.
Serious.
Yeah. It's funny. It's upbeat. You know, it's not completely saccharine. So it's not like, you know, you're going to be like, oh my God, I'm getting cavities.
Yeah, because I hate completely saccharine. See, this actually kind of sounds like it's a little tongue in cheek.
Like, it is.
And that's the kind of thing that I enjoy. And I think a lot of people do. Like, when I think that the big problem with things that are totally saccharine is that there's no point where you can just go, okay, I get it. You're making fun of yourself. And I can get in on the joke.
Yeah.
It's like, you're so like, super sweet. And you're seriously about being super sweet?
Yeah, like Wedding Peach. I liked Wedding Peach, but it definitely was nothing but sugar.
Right.
You know, and it was just like, oh, love angels, great. I get it. You know, you kind of get the idea, angels triumph over demons, so, you know, no contest there.
Yeah, no big news flash.
Yeah, but then, you know, they switched it around, like in Angel Sanctuary, angel forced to, you know, earth, because she, you know, went against God. I would never have thought of that, and, you know, even though, you know, Lucifer kind of did it. But, you know, you really don't, you know, think about it until I don't know. You just really don't think about it.
Even though Lucifer kind of did it. But, you know,
Lucifer wasn't put into a, you know, a girl and had her lust over her brother. You know, I mean, like, they had their own little nips and tucks in there. You know, like, yeah, let's stuff in some incest. Let's blasphemy. Gotta have some blasphemy.
Yeah, just a sprinklage. Okay.
And let's just douse it in blood. Oh, that's wonderful. All right, ship it.
We'll have a hint. A hint of incest,
just a little bit.
Splash of blasphemy, and then, just for taste, a little bit of blood.
Yeah. But, I mean, they switched it around, much like gals does to the whole, you know, idea of gangs and, you know, and vanity over there in Japan. Now, mm-hmm. mind you, they have great style over there.
Oh, yeah.
No, and so, no, I'm not dissing or, you know, objectifying, you know, Japanese people, their culture, and their style, because I love the things that they come up with. I wish we could do half the things they do over there in America and make it look even one-fourth as good.
What I don't understand is why can, and, you know, this, I'm just putting it out there. Why is it that a Japanese dude can wear some really tight pants and, like, a wide lapel shirt and carry a man bag and it look fucking cool? But then the same guy does it over here, who's not Asian, and he either has to be emo, gay, or just, it's wrong.
You know, I don't get it myself.
I mean, you know what I'm talking about? Like, you can see it,
yeah,
dude.
Yes, I do, because I have a friend who I just saw the other night, and her boyfriend's Asian, and he was totally wearing, you know, like, this really stylish thing, and he had a man bag with him. And I'm like, at first I didn't realize it was her boyfriend, and I'm like, what is he wearing? She goes, he tells me his excuse is he's Asian, because apparently a lot of people think he's gay. And he's like, no, I'm just Asian. That's his joke.
That's funny.
So, yeah. And I'm like, well, Asian men have really good style, and they do.
I mean, because, like, you know? When I was at CES, I got off the elevator, and this dude just standing there, Asian dude. Really cute, blunt cut, you know, razor cut hair, big glasses on, wide lapel jacket, carrying a man bag. And not a little man bag, a big man bag. And he walks by me, and, like, my first instinct is, oh, my God, he's hot.
Yeah, I know.
And I was just like, but if I was to take that same stuff and put it on Joe Schmo Genera American dude,
he would look totally gay.
He would look totally gay. They're like, why is that? That's not fair.
I don't know. And, you know, I may have to look into that and actually get before and after pictures and be like, okay, hot.
Asian or
not
gay.
Not hot.
No.
Yeah. You know?
Not Asian or gay. You know?
Woo-hoo. Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. We should totally test people's knowledge. Anyway. But the point is, you know, they're finding ways to take, you know, old school, you know, scenarios and beefing them up. And I totally think Gals does that. And I liked it. It's upbeat. And if you're feeling like crap, it's definitely something that if you come across, you should definitely look into it.
Okay.
It used to be on demand. Actually, I think you could still find one or two episodes on there. The Slim Pack came out forever ago, and I got it for like $15.
Okay.
Yes, ADV. Thank you. And that was the first season, because they're releasing a second season, I believe. I'm not exactly sure on that, so don't quote me.
Okay.
But the way that they ended off the first season, there's no way, because there are so many things that they haven't answered yet.
Okay.
So there's no way. I would give it a 4 out of 5, only because I haven't seen the whole thing. So, you know, like we've talked about before, you know, there could be a really crappy ending.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I find out that this was the only season they ever did, then I would have to lower it because, you know, they left so many things unanswered.
Right.
But it's funny. It's upbeat. It's not too saccharine, you know, and long socks, guys. Long, loose socks. I wish we had them over here. Anyway. Because I would totally wear them, and our mother would freak out. And that's why I would do
just,
it.
Just a tad.
I'd be like, Mom, like my socks? She'd be like, no. And I'd be like, good, because I do. But anyway.
Yeah, that's how you know that it passes the sexy test. If your mom goes, fuck no, you're like, yes.
Yes! But with that in mind, that's all I really had, you know, to say and bring to the table today. So I'm going to take my headset off of this, you know, controller that you've so adequately, you know, changed into one. And I'm going to give it back to you.
Okay.
Because it's scaring me now. So
don't
you
be
can
scared.
Have it back.
Don't be
so
scared.
What are you going to talk about?
I'm going to talk about
CES.
Thank you. Thank you. I love that. NBC, don't sue us. Okay, so.
I didn't say NBC, I said CES.
I know, but you did it in the ding, ding, ding tone, so, you know.
Yeah, just in case, don't sue us.
Yeah, exactly, you just gotta throw it out there, just to cover our assets. All right, moving on. So, I was in Las Vegas last week for CES.
Woohoo! Viva Las Vegas.
Baby! And so, if you don't know what CES is, it's the Consumer Electronics Show. It's basically the show where everybody who's anybody that makes anything electronic that's getting ready to announce their new products for the year, they all descend upon Vegas like locusts.
Like in the the Ten Commandments.
Yeah, like in the old book, you know. They descend upon the town. They take over pretty much all the hotels on the strip now. Or damn near close to all of them. And say, okay, everybody who is press in the industry or a buyer, come take a look at the shit. So I did.
And what did you see?
I saw a lot of shit. CES is unbelievably huge. It's crazy. You can't see everything. And you know, I took Evermore with me. And even at that, with the two of us, we still didn't get to... I'm going to say we didn't get more than maybe, if we were lucky, a quarter of it done.
Holy poop.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. They have stuff going on at the convention center, the Las Vegas Convention Center. There are places that have suites in the Hilton. There are places that have suites in the Venetian, in the Sands, in Bellagio, in Caesars, at the Palms, at Mandalay Bay. I mean, it's crazy. It's all over the place. One of the things that was really great was that this year they really tried to organize things into groups. So you had all the car audio people in one section. Then they had a whole floor to themselves. And the gaming expo actually had a whole plaza to themselves. And then buyers had an area where they could find all the companies that were there to try and sell product to people. And then all of the high-end audio was separated off. So you could really focus on your specialized areas. So I tried to make it around to, obviously, the gaming area. And then I also tried to make it to some of the press conferences. And so what I'm going to share are a few of the things that just stood out to me. Mm-hmm. That I can remember, because they were plying the press with all kinds of free booze, and it was...
Free booze!
Yeah, I like Heart CES so much. Because let me tell you, free Hypnotic is the bomb. When you just walk up to a bar that's made of ice and say, I want Hypnotic, and they bring out a bottle like you've never seen before. I mean, you know the big bottle that we got when I was there visiting? The bottle this guy had was bigger.
Wait, the bar was made out of ice?
Yeah, the whole bar, like in one of the places that I went to, the entire bar stand was carved out of big, huge chunks of ice.
Oh my God.
So the deal was they were going to party until the ice melted.
Oh my God, did they?
I made it to about half of the bar being gone. And then I had to go back to my room.
Damn.
But the big things that I saw that I really, you know, enjoyed came after the press conferences, which were pretty much all of the TV makers, because those are the ones that I went to, going, our LCD is better than their LCD because we don't use black frames. Or our LCD is better than their LCD because we have actual true black. And then another company said, oh, yeah, well, we make plasma. And our plasma is bigger than your plasma. It's pretty much a pissing contest. And I still
have... Your Schwartz is much smaller than mine.
Yeah, yes. And but do you know how to use it? You know, I still haven't figured out whose penis is really bigger than who else's. What I can tell you is that LG showed up with a 102-inch LCD screen.
102?
102-inch. It's not for sale.
Why on earth did they bring it? If they
it's pretty much them just showing off. Like when I was going through the floor, the really sweet girl who was giving me a tour, and she was really nice, and she was like, you know, I don't know a whole lot about the products I have. What's on the script? If you need somebody who knows more of the tech stuff, let me know. She goes, but I can take you around and give you a general glossing. And I'm like, hey, at this point, I just need a glossing. So we walked by the 102-inch, and she's trying to get me to look at the 70-inch up on the wall. But, you know, I've got a 102-inch screen sitting right in front, fucking in front of me. I'm not giving a shit about 70-inch up on the wall. She's like, yeah, we pretty much just made that because we could. She goes, we're basically just showing off that we have the technology to make some bomb-ass huge TVs. And just as she said bomb-ass, I was just like, yeah, I'm down. Go ahead. Show me what you got. The big thing that I really liked from LG was a new set-top box that they're making that pretty much takes the guesswork out of high-definition DVDs for everyone. Because you know how Blu-ray is having a war with the HD DVD camp?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got some companies on the HD DVD board and some on the Blu-ray run, and they haven't really figured out, so you kind of have to decide which one you're going to pick and go with it. Well, LG is really good in that they've created a set-top box that can play both. So nice. One box, you can play HD DVD or Blu-ray in the same box. So it pretty much takes the guesswork out of it. So now you don't have to worry about, well, damn, do I buy the $1,000 Blu-ray player or do I buy the $700 or $500, depending upon who you get it from, HD DVD player, and then have to have two boxes in order to be able to watch all of the movies that are coming out on the high-definition discs. No, now you can just say, fuck it, and buy this one from LG. It's really great in that it's not much bigger than current DVD set-top boxes. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit thicker, but, you know, it's accommodating two lasers, two readers, all that stuff. So it's not huge. It's actually very light, sleek looking, you know, for what it is. It allows you to connect all kinds of things and has support for, various AV formats, MPEG-2, VC1, H.264, Dolby Digital, Dolby Digital Plus, DTS, DTS HD Audio. You got HDMI out, component, composite, optical, coaxial, pretty much everything you need to hook it up. The unit is the model BH100. It's going to be available first quarter in the U.S., and it's going to be $1,200.
Whoa.
And so you usually think, God damn, that's really expensive. But, you know, a Blu-ray player by itself, unless you got a PS3, would cost you around $800 anyway.
So the like fact, I have that.
Right. But if you're to the point where you're ready to set up a home theater system and you're wanting to go HD with everything, you know, I've got this bomb ass TV sitting in my living room and I'm starting to the point where I'm going to run everything in HD. I've got cable already in HD. I've got the PlayStation 3 HDMI. The Xbox 360 is component just because I haven't gotten an HD DVD drive from them yet to go HDMI. But everything is going to be coming in high def, because once you've seen high def next to standard definition, you really do realize what it is that you're missing.
Yeah, you do. I had someone who's lucky enough to have a dad who likes, you know, new stuff, and he totally changed the channel on me one day, and I was like, oh my god, that guy has like a zit on his face. He goes, yep, now if I went back to regular TV, you would never see that.
Right, and then once you see the switch, you're just like, oh my god.
Oh my god.
How can I be watching this shit? I'm missing like so much.
I know. We totally were, like, making fun of people's, like, faces.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, if you watch regular sitcom TV in HD, you start realizing, oh, my God, honey, you need a better makeup person.
Yeah. I was so surprised. It was Dangerous Minds that we were watching. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, and you're just like, wow.
It's like, look at all those craters.
Exactly. So you're just like, fuck. So once you've seen the difference, you realize that you have to bring in everything high def that you can. And so if you're already spending $600 for a PlayStation 3, why not spend another $600 since you're going to be buying games and internet connection, all that kind of stuff anyway, to get a set-top box that can play both formats? You know, if you're not the type of person to get a gaming console, you're going to need an HD set-top box, even if you don't get a console to do it. So why not get a box that can do both right out the bat? So that way, whoever wins the pissing contest, whoever is left standing, your box will still play their stuff.
Nice.
Whatever. So
yeah.
I was really impressed to see that happen because, you know, a lot of people are, like, holding off on picking a format because they don't know who's going to win. You know, they went through the same thing with VHS versus Betamax, and, you know, we all know who won that and why. Because VHS won. Betamax was a better quality. Anybody who's ever had a Betamax player or seen a Betamax player will tell you Betamax tapes look much, 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 much better than VHS. But it was more expensive. It was proprietary because it was Sony. And nobody wanted the proprietary part. VHS won because it wasn't proprietary and anybody and their cousin could make duplicates of stuff, which is what the porn industry did and why VHS went through the roof.
Porn.
Yep. Porn, anyway. It makes technology work.
Yes. Speaking of porn.
Uh-oh. She said the magic word.
Well, you're in Vegas. You're at conventions. But most importantly, you're in Vegas. Are you not surrounded by porn?
Actually, as a matter of fact, I was, because AVN, which is the adult industry convention thing, was it in Las Vegas. Actually, in the same main room of the Sands Convention Center as CES. So literally, like, down one hallway is, like, the press room for CES. And you turn around, and there's, like, all the signs for AVN.
And I actually... So it was like, look at this high-def TV. Now, look at this...
Titties!
Yeah, look at these boobs in high-def.
Look, look, look. You can see the areolas.
Oh,
see,
boy.
Look at that. You're just like, oh, it's cold wherever she's at. Yeah, it was real funny. Evermore and I were, like, playing pro, hooker, or soccer mom. Because it's real funny. Whenever you go out to Vegas, you can tell pretty much who is a hooker and who is just a soccer mom trying to look like a hooker.
Oh.
But then the porn stars descend and you're just like, oh my God, you guys don't even hold a candle.
Whoa.
You're just like, look soccer at them. Moms. Yeah, you're just like, look at those titties. That right there is a work-related boob job.
But that's horrible.
That's another podcast.
That's another podcast.
Totally another podcast.
Yeah, I don't want to think about boobs.
You brought it up.
Yes, I did. I'm sorry. Well, I was expecting you to talk about, you know, other appendages.
Penis?
Oh, you said it.
Ah, I said it. And that's on another podcast as well.
Yeah, that is too.
Totally another podcast. The next product. That's a great, great transition. The next product that I saw at CES that I was very impressed with, just the forward thinking, was a company called Soundelier. And they came to CES with a floor lamp, like, you know, the torch style.
Yes, I know what floor lamps are.
Well, you know, some floor lamps aren't torch style. They're block style, like Japanese lantern.
Yes,
so that's that's why I said this one is torch style. That does double duty.
Double duty?
I said duty. The lamps from Soundelier double as wireless speakers for your entertainment center.
Okay.
So what happens is they have a base unit that they call the Maestro, however you want to say it. And with it, it's just, it looks almost like a metronome. Probably the reason why they call it Maestro. And in the back, you hook up whatever your audio source is that you want to send out to these lamps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you can basically take the little metronome dude, hook it up to your TV, audio out, select whatever channel it is. It transmits on the 2.4 gigahertz level, so a little bit higher than most home wireless phones, cordless phones. Uses RF, so you have about 200 feet of being able to place these lamps from Maestro in order to get the signal sent to them before you have any noticeable breakup or interference.
Mm-hmm,
but what's
okay.
Great is you pick whatever channel that you're going to use. So you find the one with the least amount of resistance. On the show floor, there was all kinds of resistance coming in, so we had to set it on channel 3. Then you take your lamp or lamps, because you can buy as many as you want, and tie it to a Maestro. Because again,
just one Maestro?
Yeah, just one base unit, and you can tie, you know, 6 lamps to it if you needed to for whatever reason.
Okay, what does it do? What does it do?
And then what it does is it streams the audio that you have plugged into the base unit to the lamps. So let's say that you live in a loft-style apartment. You know, it's not real feasible to set up a home surround sound system because you got to run cables everywhere.
Yes.
Well, this actually says, okay, well, you've got to have lighting in your place anyway. Why not take a lamp that already has wiring in it and just add a receiver unit to it and a speaker and allow it to be the speaker?
Oh.
So that's why I said it does double duty, because you can use it as just a lamp. But it also has a speaker in it mounted in the top that fires up and out. And it's omnidirectional, so it bounces off the plate and then comes out in the full circle. So you do get surrounded by the sound. If you have more than one lamp, you can tell it to either be the left channel, the right channel, or a mix. So you can set up a surround sound system using these lamps.
So, like, if you had it connected...
Mm-hmm.
And you were, like, sitting on a couch, and say you were watching, like, a movie that, like, had, like, jungle or something.
Yeah.
Like, if you were on the left side, you might hear, like, the cock-a-doodle-doo birds, and if you were on, like, the left side, you'd hear some water, like, shh.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and so...
Revolutionary.
Yeah, because it's a great idea, because you're going to have light anyway. So let it also serve as a wireless speaker. Because, see, that's going to be a big thing with home stereos, and especially with entertainment systems. Now that, you know, people are putting in 50 and 60-inch TVs and things like that, you're going to want great sound to go along with it. But nobody's going to want to have to, you know, have a bunch of throw rugs because they're having to run cables all over the place. And not all of us are bawling out of control to the point where we can have somebody come in and mount speakers in the wall. So wireless speaker systems are going to be the next big thing. And so what I liked about Soundelier was that they were trying to make a device that wasn't just a wireless speaker. That, so if you're spending the kind of money that you're going to spend on one of these lamps, and I'll tell you about that in a second, or a couple, that at least you're getting a really good modern design looking lamp that has a dimmer switch on it, so you can dim the things if you want. It also has an additional input actually on the lamp. So let's say you don't want the sound that's coming from your TV. You can actually wire your iPod to it.
Holy poop.
And then send the music that's on your iPod through your lamps. So as long as you have, you know, a decent enough line of sight, you can actually use lamps to be repeaters and have your music follow you all the way through the house.
Oh my God.
So it's a really interesting idea. It's not for the faint of heart. A lamp with a Maestro unit, because you have to have the base unit, it's going to cost you $379. Not
bad.
That
doesn't seem so bad.
No, and then lamps...
For what it's going to do?
Right. And then lamps by themselves are $279. So to set up a 2.1 with a Maestro, it's going to run you about $660. So it's not bad. You know, you get lamps with dimmer switches. You can plug things directly into them, and it's wireless.
That is so cool.
You know, and
I like that idea.
It's a really rich sound. I did too. I was very impressed. I've got to sit down and listen to it. They also have a subwoofer unit. They haven't finalized the price on it yet, but it too can also be wireless, and it's ultra slim. It's about, it lays flat on the floor, so it's downward firing, and it's like, I think maybe 3.5 inches thick, and probably about just shy of 2 feet long. But it also works with the case as well, if you need that sound, you know, subwoofer in addition. Otherwise, just two of the lamps by themselves, great sound, especially if you have a small apartment. And it doesn't add any bulk because they're just torch-style lamps. So I thought that was really an interesting... Yeah, it really was forward-thinking. You know, if you've got small space and you're already putting lamps, why not take that and make it serve as an additional function? So I thought Soundelier was great for that.
Talk about stylish and functional.
Exactly. And that's why I was really impressed with them. So I'm hoping, and I'm talking to them now, to actually get a couple in so I can see how easy it really is to actually set up a network. Because, you know, you go to these trade shows and everything is wired up and it's been tested for days to make sure that it's optimal sounding and all that kind of stuff. But really,
right, but then they never show you how user-friendly something really is.
Yeah, so I'm really interested in seeing just how user-friendly it is, if it does
like
need to be live on site.
Like the
PS3. We really need to do a video podcast because the gestures that I just made only translate when you see them. Moving along, the last thing that I saw that, you know, has still just stuck with me was from Netgear. And they actually have a device that they're calling the Wireless Entertainer. And what the Wireless Entertainer lets you do is basically stream content from your PC.
Mm-hmm.
To your TV. So you hook this box up to your TV, and it can see things on your network and find all of your stuff. So YouTube videos.
Is it travel size for my convenience?
It's fairly travel size. The unit itself is probably about...
this has a red box?
No, actually, it's probably more of the profile of a pizza box sliced horizontally in half.
Okay, that's not so bad.
Yeah, it's not. It's very slim. It basically looks like a router. So take your standard Netgear router, add about 4 inches of width on it, and you've got this device. It's very slim, you know, box. But what it does, and the reason why I thought it was interesting, is that it does upscaling. I don't know how familiar you are with that.
I'm not.
Okay, well, let me break it down for people, because it's going to be something that's going to be important for people to know about over the next year when you're looking at LCD TVs, plasma TVs, and getting into HD. A lot of devices can only do, and you've seen the ratings on games, 480p or 720i or 720p or 1080i or 1080p, right? So if you pick up an Xbox 360 games, one of the things that it tells you on the back is if it's a 720p game or a 480 or a 1080p. And there's not a lot of 1080p games on any of the systems yet. What upscaling does is, let's say that my TV supports 1080p, which it does, but I buy a game that's 720p. It will upscale that 720p content to make it look like, as much as it can, 1080p content. Okay?
Okay, so that's following.
So that's what upscaling does. Just like downscaling would be to take a 1080p and make it look 720. So basically, upscaling blows it up. Downscaling brings it down.
You're down.
Okay?
Yes. Okay, I follow that.
Okay. So what the box does is it does upscaling, which is very important if you have an HD TV, because if you've ever watched standard definition content on an HD TV, you notice that it doesn't take up the whole screen unless you stretch it. Okay. Well, upscaling will make it so you don't have to stretch it. It will automatically do a smart stretch for you.
Nice.
Yeah. So the box does that. And they showed a demo where they actually were bringing in content from YouTube over the network live. And you know how crappy YouTube videos look.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it upscaled the video to 720p, which made it look much, much, much better. And they were actually showing off that video with, like, the two guys in the lab coats that are taking Mentos and Coke cans and made a Bellagio fountain out of the nice. Coke bottle.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. So, but because it was upscaled, you could actually see what was going on. You could actually see them dropping the Mentos actually in the bottles.
Wow.
And, you know, they showed it on the HDTV. So you're like, oh, my God, that looks great. So then you start talking about all the other content you can bring. Any videos that you have, Windows media files, DivX files, you know, like any content that you have on your computer, however you got it on your computer, you can play now on your TV using this box. The box itself has component connectors and HDMI connectors. So that's how you can get the true 1080p out of it when you hook it up to a set. And then it also can stream iTunes content. It can only stream iTunes content from a Windows authorized PC.
Aww.
So strike out Netgear, because they had me up until that point.
Boo.
Yeah. And so because they are not licensing the technology from you know who. Because Boo. We specifically asked during the content, well, why can't you get it from an iTunes on a Mac? And they're just kind of like, the speaker, the president of the company, looks over at the tech guy, and the tech guy looks back at him, and then he gets on the mic and he's like, yeah, we're not at liberty to share our, you know, technology. And so the guy comes back and goes, it's the secret sauce. I was like, yeah, y'all be hitting the sauce. So if you're a PC person, it's going to be a great device to look at. Because now you'll be able to wirelessly through your existing network, take your stuff, pictures, iTunes movies, iTunes music, bring it all to your TV that's going to be hooked up to some great sounding things, I'm sure, and carry it along with you. So I thought that it was an interesting idea. And I'm sure
for PCs.
And I'm sure that there are other options for the other
better options.
Yeah. That are going to be available.
For us only.
For Ooh, other, yeah. you know, system peoples.
Max.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but otherwise, it looks really good. And it was priced pretty decently. They're still kind of going back and forth a little bit on the price. But I would expect that it would relatively be cheap. I mean, Netgear doesn't do anything too awful expensive. So I probably expect something in the $499 or less range, which for all the stuff that you can do and the fact that it's a router built in, that, you know, you can't go wrong. I do have a couple more props that I have to give, just because, you know, Vegas is the shit and I met a lot of down ass people. I gotta give some shouts to the folks over at Alienware. If you guys are into PC gaming, Alienware is getting ready to drop the hammer on you. I saw a laptop that I can't go into details about. They're going to be announcing it in a couple of months. Oh my God.
What?
Okay, you know how I don't game on
Yeah, I know.
computers?
Yeah, 'cause that's what I do.
Yeah, and you know how I said that, I don't do PC
Yeah.
laptops? Alienware is changing my mind.
Oh my God.
Yeah, if I can get one of these boxes. Dude, okay, look, what I will say is this. The fucking laptop has two graphics cards in SLI mode.
I don't know what SOI is.
Okay, all right. Basically, what it does is it makes the two graphics cards
Yeah, act
think
like one.
that they're one bomb ass graphics card. So your computer can actually tax them independently or conjointly.
Oh wow. I think I just shot a pyramid.
I shat something.
A sphinx. Out its nose.
The thing was off the chain, and yeah. So I much props to the guys who were at Pepcom. I absolutely love the demo, and
Who else do you have to give props to?
I have to give props to Razer. They really do mean it when they say that they are by gamers for gamers. I'm gonna have an interview that I actually did with the president of the company up on the website later this week. And
Awesome.
they have some wonderful, wonderful peripherals coming out. Their Death Adder mouse is available right now. It is a sleek motherfucking mouse. If you do any Command and Conquer on it, if you do any Warcraft,
No way, shut up.
this mouse is the shit. It's uses UV rays instead of laser, so there's
Oh
no delay.
my
If you pick the mouse up, it still works basically 3D, so it doesn't stop working. So you can,
Shut up.
yeah. So y yeah,
Get out. Get
no.
out.
It's covered in a kind of like silicone-y rubber membrane. So instead of it being like the plastic that, if you use for a while and your fingers get sweaty, now you get gunk buildup
No, see,
on
my
your.
fingers don't get sweaty.
Well, if you've ever been, I guess, in a serious like overnight. Like when I use my mouse all the time, I find that after like 4 or 5 days of use, it starts feeling really kind of icky and it needs to be wiped down and, washed
Then that
off.
just might be you, not your mouse, 'cause I've never had that problem, and
Are
I
you
use
trying to
my mouse
say,
all the time.
yeah, you know what? Bite me. I'm not dirty. Anybody who's ever had gunk buildup on their buttons from usage knows what I'm talking about, especially if you have a trackball. Because it uses the silicone thing, that doesn't happen.
So for all you dirty people, this mouse seems
Bite
like it might be for you.
me, okay? Just bite me. Seriously. This thing is the shit. If you go to razorzone.com, and that's RazerZone.com, you can see the mouse. It's backlit, so it's like this neon icy blue color
I like the sound of that.
that comes up through the scroll wheel and also through the logo of the Trinity of Snakes on the back. So depending upon what angle you're looking at it, the snake is lit up. It's the shit, and it scrolls like a dream. So I give a shout out to Razer because between that and this speaker
Alienware?
system,
Oh.
yeah, and the speaker system that they're coming out with, it's called Mako, or Mako Shark, whatever you want to call it, Mako. Definitely hit up their website and check it out because I'm telling you, people, these peripherals, if you're a gamer, you need this shit. You
Okay.
absolutely need this shit.
I'll go beg
And
mom.
yeah, beg, plead, and
Don't steal
yeah, don't
and don't
steal though.
lie.
Don't lie. And then the last people that I have to give a shout out to are Philips. Philips is putting it down for gamers. If you have some cash and you're serious into the PC gaming, check out the post that I put up about Ambix. Start getting your cash together for that premium system because they really are going to make you live in the game between the force feedback and the light Ambilight for your game. And then, oh yeah, let's add some fans in so that when shit blows up, you can like feel the concussion. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So really, I have to give my hand to Alienware, to Razer, and for Philips because they are really taking the gamer market seriously. So you guys have got to check them out and check out their products, because I'm telling you, this is going to be the year.
The bomb!
Yeah, other than that, I mean, there was so much going on at CES. I'm going to be trying to go through all of my notes and my interviews and put up the shit that I think you guys are going to just...
Really want to know?
I don't want to say cream yourselves over.
I'll cream.
Okay, I'm going to pretend you didn't say that. I'm not going to say that you're going to do that, but I'm saying you're going to want to know about the stuff from the people that I'm going to talk about over the week. So.
And you guys may want to bring towels just in case.
Yeah, definitely bring a towel. Don't forget to bring a towel. All right. So with that, I'm going to have to say this podcast is toast.
Sounds like toast to me.
So what are you going to do with your toast?
I am going to give this toast a pardon and not eat it.
Oh, are you going to be like the Popa?
I'm going to be like the president who pardoned that one turkey, but then, you know, killed its brother. So I'm going to pardon this toast, but then make some other toast.
I see. So you get a pass. You get in my belly.
Yeah, that's right. So what are you going to do with your toast?
I think that I'm actually going to make a toasted peanut butter sandwich.
Yummy.
Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah. We should make something for Magic so when she comes back next week.
Yeah. I think that for
Magic... She can have my pardon toast.
She can have your pardon toast.
Yeah. It will be pardoned for a week.
Yeah. It got a stay of execution.
Yeah. Okay.
But only for a week.
Yeah.
So, as always, hit us up on the website, www.legendsisterhood.com. Again, it's the home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, gadgets, anime.
Gadgets and anime podcast.
Yeah, gadgets and anime. Go, gadgets! What?
Okay.
I had
don't
to
sue
do
us.
It. I had to do it.
Don't sue us, go, gadget.
No. They're not going to sue us.
Inspector Gadget.
You know, that's the only thing I can play on the piano.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
but now all of your all of our listeners know that.
That's the only thing I can do, so I can go. Yeah, that's the only thing I can play on the piano. And then I can do the other part where it goes.
Who can't do that? Well, I can.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can play. So there's another fact about the ninja that you didn't know. And until next time, as always, I'm Ninja Sissa.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out.
And we're outie.